When my son was about 4 years old, he and my husband, Phil, planted a hodgepodge of tulip bulbs in our front lawn. No plan, just a shovel and some bulbs, and away they went. So each year, as I watched these multicolored tulips pushing their way into the harsh spring, I am filled with joy. For the memory of that, and also for the beauty that these tulips bring. The burst of colors awakens in the dull brown landscape and reminds me that summer, which is my season, is just around the corner. But gosh, those tulips are so fleeting. If I'm aware enough and lucky, I'll savor them before a spring storm wreaks havoc on them, or they wilt in an early heat wave. You might know the feeling. But after the tulips, of course, come the irises and then the wild sage that we let flower, so there are these purple buds sprouting up around, and then the yarrow, bright yellow all summer long, each with their own unique beauty that if I'm aware and lucky, I will savor them as well. Now, by far, my favorite words from the poet Mary Oliver are these, which were shared last week as well. To live in this world, you must be able to do three things: to love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones, knowing your whole life depends on it, and when the time comes to let it go, to let it go. The tulips, the flowers we will share today remind us of that, of the impermanence of life, of that beauty and blessing that must be savored in the moment and then let go. And that the memories can survive and other things are carried forth with them. So in the fall of 2015, we welcomed Reverend Ruth, into our congregation as our intern minister. As a teaching congregation, we sought to provide a safe haven for her to discover her ministerial gifts and talents, and as well as to make mistakes. And we had an amazing year together. So amazing, in fact, that I was not able to let her go. As she was leaving us that spring, about this season, during a flower service, I looked ahead and what I anticipated coming up in my own life and in congregational life, I realized that for me, the time to let her go really had not come. And what a blessing it was that Ruth accepted our invitation to join us again as an assistant minister 6 months later. Now, that took some administrative finagling within the UUA and some deep congregational discernment as well on our part. But we welcomed Ruth back in January of 2017 with an 18-month contract as this assistant minister. You probably can tell that Ruth and I are a great pair, and she's offered beautiful ministry to the entire congregation. A blessing, really, in the sense that Rachel Naomi Remen means when she writes, "A blessing is not something one person gives another. A blessing is a moment of meeting, a certain kind of relationship in which both people involved remember and acknowledge their true nature and worth and strengthen what is whole in the other." For me, this sense of blessing as a mutual act sums up our relationship with Reverend Ruth. A mutual meeting in which both parts are made more whole. This back and forth of giving and receiving. Now, we both knew, Ruth and I, when I asked her to join me in ministry again, that she had another calling, another longing deep in her heart that had spurred her towards ministry in the first place. And she accepted this assistant ministry in hopes that the part-time nature of it, ha, would enable her to keep moving forward with Just Living, which many of you heard about last week, her calling to create a UU community for people in recovery that includes communal living and congregational life. And it is such a beautiful calling that you have. But even Ruth's big heart was not able to put roots down here and begin an entrepreneurial ministry. And I watched that fall, or that January, I guess, last year, some point, early in her ministry here, as she grieved that possibility and let it go for a spell so she could be fully present to us. We knew this day would come, and we had a contract that spelled it out for us. But still, earlier this year, we began to grasp at the possibility of keeping this ministry team together. And I know some of you were in on those conversations too. It was a gut-wrenching and beautiful discernment process, actually. In small meetings, with some people here, in conversations between Ruth and I, we began to say, can we find a place for Ruth after June? And we lived with that discomfort for a while. It felt like a long time, but it was really only a few weeks, I think. Then a moment of clarity arose. Ruth and I had a beautiful conversation when we were both at the UU Ministers Association a professional development seminar. It was last January in Florida. Ruth was in the entrepreneurial ministry track, something she had selected, I don't know, a year before to be in, to help her move her calling towards Just Living forward. And in that, while she was there, that calling was deeply reawakened for her. And at the same time, I was recognizing that finding a place for Ruth would not give her or us that deep yes of a full affirmation of two people mutually bringing wholeness to one another. And it was subtle, because I longed to find a place for Ruth. But it didn't feel like it would give us, or Ruth, the yes of a blessing in the same way that if we had explored it differently. So as much as we wanted to keep this particular bloom alive, we realized it was time to let it go. And since that time, we've been slowly letting go. And I've watched, Ruth, your excitement grow as things around Just Living began opening up as soon as that clarity was there amongst us. Blessings. Beautiful blessings. Don't feel like you need to take that baby away, okay? But if you can go in the cuddle room if you'd like, but don't feel like you need to, because it's so beautiful. So I've watched, and I was just talking to David about that, about how in this moment, Just Living is spreading its wings, blossoming. And I think it happened because of the clear yes that we began to understand for each other. Difficult and hard as it is to know that this is going to be a parting. I am confident, Ruth, that your calling will blossom. And you can count me in as a supporter for your new ministry. And I am confident that our congregation will continue to bloom, yet in unimagined ways, made stronger by this year, this 3 years really we've had with Ruth among us, even as we share in the sadness of the letting go.